sitting at 500, the Shepherd Blue Jays return back home to finish the month of January where they started this month, right here in Shepherd at Shepherd High School. With Standish losing to the Jays' opponent tonight on Tuesday, Coach Fazy's squad has a chance to leapfrog into second place with a win tonight. To close out the month of January, the Blue Jays welcome in the Midland Bullet Creek Lancers, where the blue and gold sit at 3-3 in front of their home faithful. And hello, everyone. Riding solo tonight, I'm Austin Shattuck, and hope happy unofficial start to the weekend on this Thursday night. I know I mentioned on that pregame video that I posted to the Facebook, this is a start of a big weekend here in the Isabella County area. Obviously, tonight with the Shepherd Blue Jays hosting the Midland Bullet Creek Lancers, a ton of other action going on, too, in the Isabella County area. And then, of course, tomorrow we get back at it with some high school hoops. This is our last game of the week, but, of course, there will be more high school hoops tomorrow. And then, of course, on Friday night, 8 o'clock on Fox, the big one in college level, Michigan versus Michigan State in East Lansing. It's going to be a rocking environment for that game, and it should be a great game on Fox. Looking forward to that one as well. And then, of course, Saturday, ultra-local college competition, the Central Michigan Chippewas welcome in the Bowling Green Falcons from Bowling Green, Ohio, for the third annual toilet paper toss. And if you're wondering what that is, yes, it's where CMU's biggest event. They pack the gymnasium with students, with fans, with alumni, and they get toilet paper handed to them at the gate, and it's donated from Meijer, the local Meijer here in Mount Pleasant. And once a CMU player throws down a dunk before the game, we all as fans throw toilet paper on the hardwood and let all of the, the workers kind of broom it up and pick it up before we tip things off between the Central Michigan Chippewas and the Bowling Green Falcons. So it's a great event. It's one of the biggest events here in Mount Pleasant for the Central Michigan Chippewas. And they're a struggling team right now, bottom of the MAC right now for Coach Bronkema and his squad. So trying to get a little bit of momentum, and especially, you know, that would be a huge win if they can do it in front of a ton of fans. It's probably going to be a sellout. It's going to be a freezing night on Saturday night. So come on, make your way down to the barn on Broomfield in McGurk Arena and chuck some toilet paper with us. That'd be a fun evening plan to start your Saturday night. But back to tonight. It's a JPC Jack Pine Conference clash between the 8-7 Bullet Creek Lancers and the 7-7 Shepherd Blue Jays. And like I said, the Jays only having seven more games left, including tonight. The race for second place in this conference starts to heat up. And that's all. That all starts with a meaningful game tonight on the hardwood between these two kind of ultra-local teams. Midland not that far from Shepherd, only probably about half an hour or so. But standings-wise, Gladwin, the Flying G's as they refer to them, clear number one team in the conference at 10-1, and it's all up to second place pretty much. Shepherd, Bullet Creek, Clare, if they can continue to mount some wins and stack some wins, excuse me, in this conference, they could join up and move into potentially second or third place as well. And then, of course, Standish Sterling, who just lost to Bullet Creek on Tuesday night in Midland. So this is kind of a game up for second place, only with seven more games to go. The conference slate is starting to heat up a little bit. And for Shepherd, the home team, this is probably one of the easier parts of their schedule. Obviously, you know, they're at St. Louis. They're facing Ogemaw back here. And then they're at Standish Sterling. So, and of course, tonight against Bullet Creek, four winnable games if you want to advance and, you know, head into the middle of February on a high note. And that's what Coach Fazy wants to do. Obviously, the 2023 district winners, the 2022 Jack Pine Conference winners, and district title winners, they want to establish that good brand of basketball and get back to where they were dominating for Coach Fazy and company here in Shepherd, Michigan. And they want to do it before the time is up because, you know, like I said, the games are starting to come to a close, only with seven left. You got to protect home court. You're 3-3 at home, so obviously a win tonight would push them over 500 in the JPC, and it would build a resume, give you a resume-boosting win as districts comes up here at the end of February. And speaking of districts, Shepherd is hosting that district round can't remember all the teams in it, but they're hosting with Clare. They're probably going to host with Standish Sterling. So one team that's not in the district bracket is Gladwin. And Gladwin is, like I said, the clear best team in this conference. They are 10-1, pretty much undefeated in the conference, a great schedule, and looking to establish more dominance. And they haven't really had any canceled games yet either. So the schedule is on their side, and you don't really need the schedule on your side when you have a legit awesome team in the Gladwin Flying Gs up there in Gladwin, Michigan. And then moving on to the road team as we approach the 3.5-minute marker here before we send it to the national anthem. But the road team, they're coming in at 8-7, 4-6 in the Jack Pine Conference, and 3-3 on the road. So kind of that inverse switch. Both of these teams are 3-3 in a hostile environment for Bullet Creek and then at home for Shepherd. And they are led by their senior guard leader, who you'll hear his name a lot tonight. Well, you'll hear his brother a lot tonight, too. Hunter Habits, the senior guard from Bullet Creek, Michigan. 28 points against Valley Lutheran. Competition isn't always there against Valley Lutheran, but still, when you can put up 28 points, you're a stud on the hardwood. 145 points through this week. The leading scorer for Coach Justin Freeland. He had 14 points on Tuesday versus Standish. And Standish was coming into that game as the second-best team in the JPC. And he's also been offered from Bethel College. So he's the only probably player on this team that's had an offer so far. Honestly, D2, NAIA type of school. But good for him to get that offer as a senior. And, you know, Midland isn't well thought of like, you know, Saginaw or even in the Isabella County area. So good to get some recognition down there in that Midland area. And his brother, a freshman on varsity, he'll probably play all 4 years, Bo Habits. 13 points versus Clare, 82 points on the season coming into this week. He's probably closing that century mark, and he could probably get there if he scores in bunches here this evening. Like I said, a later tip between these two teams because all three levels here at the high school level have played. Freshman, JV, and now varsity looking to send this tiebreaker home because the freshman Bullet Creek boys won and the JV Shepherd boys won as well. So we're trying to send this one home, hoping for a quicker game between these two teams. And it has the capability of being quick, especially with the officials calling it a little fair. Not as many whistles in this evening's contest so far for the JV and freshman boys. And both these teams, like I said, have the capability to avoid foul trouble, get down the court quick. And, well, it remains to be seen if these teams will be able to kind of come away with a win and boost their resume as we head into the month of February. And for Shepherd, this is their third game of the week. Remus Chippewa Hills on Monday. Tuesday, I believe it was Gladwin, and that's when they suffered that defeat up in Gladwin. And then for Bullet Creek, this is their, I believe, second game of the week. They played Standish on Tuesday and won 63-53. And now are playing Shepherd. So Bullet Creek is standing on their bench ready. Shepherd's walking over to their bench. Packed house here tonight in the middle of the Mitten Shepherd, that is, on both sides. Midland traveled well, and Shepherd obviously is home. So they're going to have as many fans as they can get. And a lot of storylines that I just covered at you. And they're all going to play out pretty well in this evening's contest. Hoping for a good game. Hopefully you are hoping for a good game. Later start, so apologize for that, as both teams kind of had all three levels play. But it's officially time to send it to the national anthem. We'll do that right now on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here, just getting ready to tip things off. The flashlights go on for the Shepherd student section. The PA announcer gets ready to announce these starters. We already went through Bullet Creek. I'll get to those in a minute. Let's start with Shepherd. Number 0, Mason Eisenberger, the junior guard who leads this team very well. And he's led by his other partner in crime in the front court. Number 3, Brady Robinson, kind of does the off-ball duties. I guess you should say the on-ball duties. Mason Eisenberger is kind of off the ball. Bryce Smith is completely off the ball. The senior guard slash forward, kind of wing player that can shoot the lights out for Coach Fazy and the Shepherd Blue Jays. And they are also led by Caden Yunker, who is probably one of the bigger athletes that can dunk on this team. So, you know, could see a dunk here and there tonight at the high school level. And they are rounded out by number 33, Charlie Robinson. An interesting storyline for the Blue Jays is they are not starting Braddock Payne tonight, the senior forward who is a ball hawk on the field. He loves the attention in the middle of that paint, and he's not starting tonight, so consider him off the bench for the Shepherd Blue Jays. And then for Bullet Creek, number 33, Tyler Franklin, 15, Hunter Habits, 52, Lincoln Tetloff, and number 22, Cameron Mapes. Lights go off, ball gets tipped, and controlled by Bryce Smith, Charlie Robinson, Brady Robinson, Caden Yunker, and Mason Eisenberger. The Lancers float into that 2-3 zone at the top of the key. Bryce Smith over to Eisenberger on the left corner. Up here at the bleachers level is myself, and I'm riding solo tonight. Mason Eisenberger, right wing, passes off to Brady Robinson, misses the three from the right corner. A little miscommunication between the Blue Jays here on that first play. Here's Tetloff. Looking for some help on the left wing. Dribbles to Mason Strayer, the fifth starter who I didn't mention. Bo Habits coming off the screen. Puts up a 6-foot runner. Doesn't go. His brother, Hunter Habits, the older Habits, gets the ball and finds Tetloff on the right block. Goes to work on Charlie Robinson. Finds it back out to Tyler Franklin. Unloads on a three right wing. No good. Charlie Robinson engulfs the rebound. Scoreless here, just getting started here in Shepherd. Eisenberger clears the D, collapses that defense, rises and fires with the lay on the right side. Doesn't get it to go, but he's going to the line for a pair. Mason Eisenberger, and that foul went on 24 Bo Habits. So his first foul, the freshman, and probably one of the only four-year starters on this team for Bullet Creek. Eisenberger gets the first one to go, and he's up to one to get this thing started here in Shepherd. One more at the line. Robinson and Smith will toe those charity stripes along with Eisenberger. Two dribbles, spins the knees, bends them, and puts it in. 2-for-2 at the stripe. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Here's Bo Habits. Brady Robinson picks him up at the full court timeline, but nobody else helps him out. Habits picks up his dribble, needs some help, gives it over to Strayer, right wing. Deep in the right wing, though, guarded by Bryce Smith. Much to the dismay of the Shepherd student section, Habits gives back to his brother, Bo. Hunter's in the right corner. Bo drives middle, needs some help, throws up a shot, got hacked on the side of the face, but the officials say he traveled right in front of the Shepherd student section, so it'll be a turnover for Bo Habits, and kind of a double dookie there, I guess you could say, as Bo Habits got hit in the face and turned the ball over. Shepherd ball, Bryce Smith gives off to Eisenberger, near wing. Trying to shake Bo Habits, gives it back to Brady Robinson, top of the key at that Spartan S at the logo. Yunker bouncing it up back off to Brady Robinson. Bo Habits nearly had that ball swiped. 6:10 to go in the first quarter, 2-0 lead for the Jays. 2-3 floating defense for the Lancers. Bryce Smith near wing, right near us, needs some help. Hunter Habits right in his face. Smith thought about the three, left wing, gives to the left corner, Brady Robinson. Back over to Charlie Robinson. Robbins gets it swiped. Hunter Habits claps right in his face. It's back to Bryce Smith. They rotate the ball to the right side. Yunker in the middle of the paint, finds Charlie Robinson, needs some help. Eisenberger unleashes a three, right wing, no dice. Rebound goes to Bullet Creek. Still 2-0 for the Blue Jays. Hunter Habits spinning from right to left, puts up a wild shot. Rebound fought for and won by Charlie Robinson. Back over to Brady Robinson, just past the timeline. They switch sides of the court with it, and a quick skip pass to Charlie. Releases and fires from the wing. It doesn't get it to go. Tetloff not expecting the pass from Franklin. He got it eventually, but wow, that was close. Almost a steal there. Coming off that screen was Mason Strayer, the second leading scorer for the Lancers. He rises and fires from the right elbow. No good. So 3 minutes into this game, 2-0 Blue Jays lead. Lancers can't take the lid off the cup. Yunker, left wing, Bryce Smith. Top of the key, They give it to Charlie Robinson. He tries to shake and bake on Lincoln Tetloff. The much bigger man finds Isaac Seeley. That doesn't, or Caden Yunker, that was, right wing. Didn't get it to go. And the ball went out of bounds off of Brady Robinson. Man, oh man, a slow start for both of these teams. It'll be Bullet Creek ball. Coming into the game now is Emerson Johnson, number 54, but he's a guard. It's kind of funny catastrophe, I guess you could say, there is Emerson Johnson. Usually guards don't wear the high numbers like that. It's usually lower numbers, but whatever floats your boat, I guess, Mr. Johnson. As he immediately comes in, throws it away, and it went out of bounds off of Shepard. Johnson inserts it into Franklin. He takes it the whole way from half court, misses the right-handed leg. Johnson tries to grab the rebound, fought for. Robinson comes away with it for the Jays. They switch the sides of the court. Brady in the backcourt. Still floating into that 2-3 zone. 2-0 lead. Backdoor cut. Off the ball movement is pivotal on this possession for the Jays. Brady Robinson, good up fake. He drives left baseline and gets it to go. Brady Robinson ties Eisenberger in the point total. 4-0 lead for the Jays. Bo Habits right in front of the official on the opposing sideline. Bouncing it off to Emerson Johnson right at the Spartan S logo here. Gives it in to Tyler Franklin. Good high low, but swatted away the penetration on that defense from Mason Eisenberger. Good defense possession on the by the Jays there as Smith rotates it to Robinson, back to Yunker. Top of the key, Smith cuts off ball, and so does Yunker. Robinson tried to give it and feed it into him in the paint. Stolen away by Mason Strayer. The Lancers push now, and they slow it down. Driving that middle on that right side, he travels right in front of the Shepherd student section, and it's still scoreless. Coach Freeland trying to get some sort of offensive juice in this game right now. 4-0 lead for the Jays with 3:30 to go in the first. New sub comes in for the Lancers. Didn't catch who it was. It's number 12, Alex Kikta. Jays with the ball. Right corner, it's Charlie Robinson. Skip pass over to the corner. Yunker gives in to Brady Robinson. Probably the deepest they've been in the paint so far. They back it back out. Smith, cross-court pass over the outstretched arms of Mason Eisenberger, who maybe had to be Yao Ming to come down with that one on the right baseline. Ball went in three rows into the stands. And you could tell the stadium pulse is starting to pick up here in Shepherd. 4-0 lead for the Jays. 3 to go in the first. Kikta drives middle. Back out to Bo Habits. Left wing gets the screen from Franklin. Habits gets his pocket pick. Bryce Smith, a one-on-one. He has teammates behind him. Bryce Smith takes Mason Strayer to the cup, puts it up, and swatted away by Mason Strayer. Now the Lancers have numbers. They push it down the court. Tomlinson gives off to Strayer. Left wing, drives middle, gets his man in the air, finds Kikta. Right wing, still trying to get their first 2 points. No dice from the free throw line. Alex Kikta, 0 for 12 on the evening so far as subs come to the scores table for both teams. 2:20 to go in the first. Smith gives to Eisenberger. Right wing, right corner. Eisenberger lobs it up to Yunker, top of the key, back to Smith. They switch sides of the court. Left wing. Wanted Eisenberger on the off-ball screen. Instead gives to Brady Robinson. He takes Habits to the cup. That was Bo, and Robinson's got the first 4 points of the six for the Blue Jays. Brady Robinson 4, Lancers nothing here in Shepherd. Bo Habits, top of the key, steps back, picks up his dribble. Franklin inserts it in, clean entry pass to Strayer, going to work on the box, and that doesn't go home. A Baker's half dozen lead for the Jays. Yunker stops and pops. No, he passes it back out to Eisenberger. Left wing. Off the screen goes Bryce Smith. He pivots to the right side, puts up a shot, doesn't get it to go. And the shot didn't even count as well. That foul went on Emerson Johnson. And we'll see if they send Bryce Smith to the line. They're not. Subs come in for the Blue Jays and for the Lancers. Ashton Sims, the sophomore guard who got pulled up for JV, kind of threw me off line there. Ashton Sims for the Blue Jays coming in along with Tyler Travis. So two sets of brothers on each team. The Travises on the Blue Jays and the Robinson on the Blue Jays. As here's Ashton Sims in the right corner. Penetrates, throws it over Bryce Smith. left corner. He puts up a shot, a three ball, left that one way short. Sims comes away with the board. The sophomore looking for something to do with it. Tomlinson trapping him in the corner. Bounces it into Charlie Robinson on the right block. Goes to work. Gets his man in the air. But good recovery by Eli Mulder to swat that one away. Minute 30 to go in the first. Here's Kikta driving right baseline. Ball went out of bounds, and it's going to go to Shepherd. What's new? A broken record I'm trying to beat. Actually, it's going to stay with Bullet Creek, who still can't score. 6-0 lead for the Jays with 61 ticks to go in the first quarter. No, it's going to go back to the Jays. Officials talk it over, and Bryce Smith will give it in to Brady Robinson. Coach Fazy puts his fingers together and calls out the X play. 2-3 zone for the Lancers. Tyler Travis, right wing. Bounces it off to Charlie Robinson, back over to Travis. Right wing once again, tries to take Tomlinson to the cup. Backs it out to Sims. Sims, back to Travis, right wing. Sims was open on the right block. Instead, they give to Brady. They swing it to Bryce Smith. Left wing, Charlie Robinson back to Jake Travis. Unloads on a three, top of the key. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes to Ashton Sims once again. 50-50 balls going to the Jays as Brady Robinson too long on that three. Another chance for the Jays, but Tyler Travis throws it out of bounds. Eli Mulder and Charlie Robinson give him a pick-me-up. It'll remain here with the Jays. Smith thought about doing the inbounding as they go to a line set on the free throw line. Instead, it's Sims. Gives it in to Jake Travis. Tyler Travis, keep getting them mixed up. Swatted away in the middle of the paint. Eli Mulder drives middle. Has a one-on-three fast break. Got the shot to go down, but it's a foul before he put it up. A push on the Blue Jays. Didn't get who that foul was on, but 11 seconds to go. Can the Blue Jays keep the Lancers scoreless here in a quarter? Here's Braden Swanson, who just came into the game. Kicked 7 seconds to go. He kicks it to the left corner. Johnson puts up a shot. Still doesn't go. And a scoreless first quarter for the Lancers. Great on the Blue Jays defense. But, man, these defenses have shown up. Either it's bad shooting or great defenses. 6-0 lead through the first 8 minutes. We'll be back to break it all down next and give you the rest of this game next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here to start the second quarter, 5 seconds in. Bullet Creek, if you're just joining us, has not scored, and Shepherd only had 6 points through that first 8 minutes. Mason Strayer trying to create his own action on the left block. He put it up. He got fouled and blocked at the same time, so he's to the stripe for two. And finally, Bullet Creek gets their first point. Mason Strayer, the guilty party. He'll get one more at the line. Strayer bends the knees, a couple dribbles, puts it up, and he gets both from the stripe. So 6-2 lead for the Jays. Ashton Sims with Brady Robinson out will do the point guard duties. The talented sophomore that got called up from JV earlier today. Tyler Travis, right wing, back over to Eisenberger. Sims comes off the screen. Steps back from the left corner. Nylon for Ashton Sims. The sophomore for three doubles the lead back to six. Sims with the three ball, and now writing him down in my scorebook, Bullet Creek has to respond with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Bo Habits tries a three of his own, throws up a brick, right wing. Isaac Seeley comes away with the board. Back over to Bryce Smith, past the timeline. Nobody gets a body on Eisenberger, who gets free pickings on the left block. Mason Eisenberger for two. Now he's up to four. And the Jays force the Lancers to call a quick timeout. 11-2 lead for the Jays. We'll keep it here because it's just a 30-second timeout on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com. But this is the team that Coach Fazy wanted throughout the beginning of this season, where they were a little slow out the gates. A team that can initiate the offense with the first and second unit and can play solid defense. Whoever is guarding or whoever they're playing. They've done that so far. No buckets. They haven't allowed any points in the paint, any threes, and now they're going to go make it even harder for the Lancers with some full court pressure. Franklin gives back into Habits. Bo Habits, that is, back to Franklin, guarded by Junker. They pick him up full court, just gets it past the timeline with seven on the timer. Here's Luke Mulder, right wing, bouncing it in and stolen away. Mason Eisenberger, and then Mulder the sophomore inexperience, picking up the foul 90 feet away from the cup. So Luke Mulder now up to his first foul of the game. So here's Ashton Sims. They'll bring it past the timeline. Yunker right on his bumper on the trailer. Sims, Yunker, all five players around the perimeter until they cut. Seeley, quick release off the backboard for two. Isaac Seeley finally sees his name on the board. The first 2 points of the night for him. 13-2 lead, 6:30 to go, and Lancer still can't get a bucket. Blue Jays pick it up, slowing things down is Mason Eisenberger. Nobody gets a body on him. He releases from three, left that one short, left wing. Rebound goes to Luke Mulder. Here's Mason Strayer, far timeline, guarded by Tyler Travis. Gives to Bo Habits. Has to be Habits time in the left corner. It's Franklin. Triple team comes on the right block, needs some help. Luke Mulder uses that pivot foot, picks it up. Crowd wanted a travel. They say to send it. They send the screen to the right side. Franklin unloads on a three, right corner. Splash! There's the first bucket for the Lancers. Tyler Franklin delivers in the right corner for three. Ashton Sims doing what he does best, facilitating the offense with Brady Robinson not on the court. Yunker finds Eisenberger. Good up fake, drives middle on Habits and puts up a lay. Too much spin on that one. And the Lancers pick it up. Habits driving middle, puts up a shot, doesn't go down, high off the backboard, but the foul will be called, I believe, on Ashton Sims. Number two, yes, they call that foul on Sims, his first foul of the game. 13-5 lead, 5:30 to go in the second quarter. And it was 6-0 in the first quarter, and now it's 13-5, so the offense and the jitters have now left as Habits puts up a shot. He gets that one to go. Bo's now finally on the board. So it's one for Bo, three for Tyler Franklin, and two for Mason Strayer. Luke Mulder takes a seat. Heath Williams comes back in. Tyler Travis, Isaac Seeley, and Ashton Sims take a seat. Brady Robinson, Braddock Payne coming into the game as well. And he goes two for two at the stripe. Eisenberger gives it back in to Brady Robinson, just passes the timeline over to Yunker. Right side, they swing it. Bryce Smith looking to post up as Braddock Payne versus Lincoln Tetloff. What a matchup size difference that is in the paint. Brady Robinson drives right side, puts up a shot, swatted away by Lincoln Tetloff, but on the weak side help, Heath Williams picks up the foul. It was good weak side help defense from Lincoln Tetloff, but Heath Williams came over and picked up that foul. Brady Robinson will go to the pair line for a pair. 5:10 to go in this first half. Robinson sinks the first one, and he's up to five. Five for Brady, four for Eisenberger, two for Isaac Seeley, and three for Ashton Sims. Balanced scoring has been there so far tonight. Robinson takes a deep breath, exhales, bends the knees, gets the friendly roll, two for two from the stripe. Full court press, back go the Jays. Bo Habits, past the timeline just now. Great defense from the Jays so far. 8-point lead, Habits rises and fires, left that one wide left on the runner. He gets his own miss, tries a three, and airballs it right wing, right in front of the Shepherd student section, and boy, oh boy, the Blue Jays student section are letting them hear it right now. Air ball, kind of thing there. 8-point lead for the Blue Jays. Brady Robinson, past the timeline. Finds Eisenberger, right wing. Gives up to Smith, top of the key, off the screen. Robinson on a clear out. They flex Braddock Payne to the post, and he a soft touch. Braddock Payne, his first 2 points of the night. The big fella getting in the action early. 10-point lead for the Jays. Bo Habits, top of the key. Back over to Luke Mulder, the sophomore. I'm sorry, that's Eli Mulder, the upperclassman. Misses the runner. Brady Robinson picks up the dribble, and he picks it past the timeline. Back over to Yunker. Ball has been in his hands on every possession, and it's been successful so far. As Bryce Smith, up and under, over the defender, finds Braddock Payne at the right elbow. Yunker fakes the screen right, drives middle, swatted away by Eli Mulder, but the foul is going to be called on Eli Mulder for getting him from behind. A ticky-tack foul, his first foul of the game. And the Lancers are now up to three team fouls. Yunker to the line for a pair. Yunkers scoreless in this game, and he's still scoreless, missing the front end of that free throw. He'll have one more. Yunker, Payne, Smith, Robinson, and Eisenberger, the five for Coach Fazy. Mulder, Swanson, Strayer, Williams, and Habits, the five for Coach Freeland. And Yunker puts that back one in off a soft touch, his first points of the night. And a quick steal on the full court press, but Bo Habits strikes it right back. Have numbers if they want it. They push it down the pace. Bryce Smith tries to put his hands in the cookie jar. He doesn't get anything, not even the top chocolate chip on that lay. And it goes out of bounds. It'll remain here with Bullet Creek. Lancers with the ball, down by 11. They got out to a 6-0 deficit in that first quarter. And ever since the second quarter started, as Heath Williams tees up a three, he airballs that one as well, and it goes right in front of the student section, feeding off those airball chants are this Shepherd student section. 3:50 to go in the first half. 2-3 zone for the Lancers. Eisenberger goes to work on Heath Williams right in front of us, left corner. Needs some help, gives it into Braddock Payne. Major size difference going to work on Strayer. He puts it up and gets the soft touch. Maybe bounced five or six times on the rim. Braddock Payne for two. He's up to four on the night. Hunter Habits back into the game. Finds Strayer in the left corner. He leaves that one short. Braddock Payne engulfs that rebound. Finds Yunker. They slow things down with 3:12 to go in the first half. Eisenberger close to us, right in front of the Creek bench. Top of the key, it's Brady Robinson right at that Shepherd S at the logo. Whistle is called, and it's going to go to Bullet Creek as Bryce Smith did it over and back, I guess you could say, when he was dribbling. And he says, official, umpire, official, you're wrong. But the official's got the last word, and it's going to the Lancers. Tomlinson back into the game, or Johnson back into the game, Emerson Johnson, that is. Hunter Habits just gets it past the timeline with a second to spare. Gets a mean screen from Mulder. Fakes left, goes right, nearly gets a swipe. Bryce Smith. Habits back over to Tomlinson, or Johnson, top key. Finds Heath Williams, top of the key, at the logo. Guarded by Eisenberger. Here's Swanson, right wing. Johnson, a lot of handing off. Like a football game around the perimeter right now. Mulder deep in the cup, swatted away. Heath Williams put up a two, but it's swatted by Yunker, much to the dismay of a foul and a whistle called. Yunker will get his first foul of the evening and only their fourth foul of the half, or of the quarter, I should say. Remember, in high school hoops, five fouls, you get an automatic trip to the line, no matter if it's shooting or not. Williams misses the front end. Left it short and didn't get the home court bounce. Right into the Shepherd student section. 2:28 to go in the first half. Williams trying to break this curse and get on the board. 7 points in this quarter, and he still does not hit any of them. Leaves them both short. Yunker with the rebound. Back to Brady Robinson. Clear sight to the hoop. Eisenberger. Clean entry pass into Charlie Robinson, but he picked up that left pivot foot, the righty. Forgot to put the ball on the ground, and that's the main rule in this game. Got to put the ball on the ground in order to advance yourself to the cup. Charlie Robinson did not turn the ball over. Johnson will inbound for the Lancers. Back over to Habits. Habits crosses the timeline, finds Johnson in the right wing, enters it into Franklin, tries to go to work, 33 on 33. Back out to Swanson. Swanson drives middle but gets cut off by Bryce Smith and the help side. Johnson, top of the key. Shepherd student section saying defense. And the Bullet Creek Lancers still with the ball. Top of the key. Johnson finds Heath Williams right wing. Minute 48 to go in the half. Puts up a wild shot runner from 6 feet away. Doesn't go. Brady Robinson engulfs the rebound. Still scoreless is Hunter Habits, the talented player for the Lancers. Yunker collapses the defense. Out to an open three-point shooter, and Bryce Smith, right corner, doesn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Lancers with a minute and a half to go in this half. Ashton Sims and Tyler Travis come back into the game for Junker and Mason Eisenberger to kind of close out this first half. Emerson Johnson, Hunter Habits, Heath Williams, Braden Swanson, and Tyler Franklin in the game. The young official counting to eight, and they just get it past the timeline with 7 seconds to spare, and Travis picks it off. Travis, a clear lane to the cup. Tyler Travis for two on the right block, extending the lead to 22-7. Tyler Travis's first 2 points of the night come off of a turnover for a touchdown. Hunter Habits, backdoor feed. Tyler Franklin gets it to go on the left block. Franklin's up to five now on the night. Under 60 ticks to go in this first half. Brady Robinson can take as much time as he wants in order to keep the Lancers in double digits in one half. Bryce Smith, a clear lane to the cup, left that one strong, a little frustrated with himself, doesn't get back on D. 34 seconds to go. Emerson Johnson drives middle, puts up a shot, and hacked. I believe that foul's going to go on number two, Ashton Sims. Pushing the back, number two, Ashton Sims, his second foul. Emerson Johnson will go to the line for a pair. And Coach Fazy will call his use it or lose it timeout for 30 seconds. So we'll keep it here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live, with only 30 seconds to go in this first half to begin with. And it's been all defense so far on the Blue Jays sideline. They've turned the ball over many times, or they forced a lot of turnovers on this Lancers team. And they proved so far in that first half that they belong in the JPC Conference. Gladwin first right now, clear number one team in the conference. And it's a matter of whoever kind of wins this game is a huge step forward as we enter February in next week to potentially come away as the second place winner. 30 seconds to go, 22-9 lead for the Blue Jays. Low scoring, and that's every game I've called for Shepherd so far. This is only the second one. It's been low scoring. Tomlinson puts up a shot from the charity stripe, doesn't get it to go, and now the question is, does Johnson make it double digits, a double-digit scoring half, if he can make this free throw? Deep breath in front of the Shepherd student section, trying to put some fans out, and he missed the second one as well. So if Sims can hold this ball at half court for 30 seconds and the Blue Jays don't turn it over, Lancers won't even get 10 points in a half. Charlie Robinson, top of the key. All five players for the Jays around the perimeter. Brady Robinson with the ball, 13 ticks to go. Robinson drives middle, gets it swiped, and gets it right back. Sims drives middle. The sophomore puts up a lay too strong. Hunter Habits has 5 seconds to play with, and it's swiped away. Brady Robinson, two on the timer. One puts up a shot. Splash! Brady Robinson from the left wing, and he gets it to go, knocking over his whole team. Celebration mode for Brady Robinson, 25-9 lead at the half for the Jays. Wow, what a half for the Jays on both sides of the ball. Brady Robinson now up to 9, and we'll break it all down to you next for the Halftime Show on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the third quarter, Charlie Robinson just put in a lay on the right block to increase the lead to 27-9, his first 2 points of the night. Hunter Habits eventually gets going, finally took him 2 quarters in the left corner for three. Hunter Habits, a trifecta for three. Back here on Shepherd's sideline, Bryce Smith tees up a three of his own left corner. That doesn't go. Hunter Habits engulfs the rebound with Mason Strayer. Cross-court pass, Tyler Franklin, right wing. Drives middle. Eisenberger puts his hands in the cookie jar. Finds Bo Habits for three. Left wing. Doesn't go. Gets his own miss after the bad closeout from Brady Robinson. Bo Habits drives middle. Puts up a shot, but it doesn't fall and doesn't go. A foul was called on the Blue Jays. 27-12 lead, and if my Shattuck math is correct, that's a 15-point advantage right now for the Jays. Coming out of the break, and Junker gets his hands in the cookie jar, takes that one away off the side under. Junker all the way down the cup, finds Brady Robinson. He adds to his 9 points, now officially in double digits for Brady Robinson, the junior leader on this team. Brady Robinson, one of the better players on this team, not even a captain, but he's looking like one out there right now. 29-12 lead, 6:25 to go in the third. Tetloff bounces it in. Tyler Franklin puts up a shot on the left block, bodies Caden Yunker for a second, and he put that one in for two. Franklin getting himself on the board now with seven, leading the offense for the Lancers. Skip pass into the right block. It's Charlie Robinson back out to the cutting. Bryce Smith with a head of steam puts up a lay. Got hit pretty hard. And you could hear his body hit the floor from up here in the bleachers. Shot didn't go. Foul was on 33. Tyler Franklin, that's not the player you want to foul right now when he's your best offensive option. Only his first foul in the game through two or through a half. Is Emerson Johnson will go back to the scorer's table. Bryce Smith gets the ball at the charity stripe, lowers his knees, puts up a shot, high off the glass, no good. Bryce Smith still has not scored in this game, but he's been oh so beneficial for Coach Fazy and company. 6:05 to go, 15-point lead. Smith puts up a second, and it's nothing but net. Bryce Smith on the board in the third. And he's Meissen Eisenberger comes away with the steal on the baselines, out of bounds, puts it up and in. And one opportunity, Meissen Eisenberger. Turning defense into offense, Eisenberger up to six on the night. He'll get an and one opportunity right in front of the Shepherd student section. Crowd gets quiet, puts it up. And he gets the friendly bounce up to seven for Meissen Eisenberger. And guess what? You get an and one, you still got to beat the full court press of the Shepherd Blue Jays, which they do. Franklin over to the left corner. Meissen Strayer got a screen from Bo Habit. Strayer fakes right, goes left, and matches the and one with his own. Meissen Strayer earning himself a couple of points on the left block. His fourth points of the night. Has a chance to take it to five. Still not the leading scorer with Tyler Franklin and Meissen Strayer battling that one out right now. Leaving that one short was Strayer. Eisenberger comes away with the ball. 33-16 lead. Finds the open running, trailing, rim running Caden Yunker, who put that one up in the left block. Didn't get it to go, but he got his own miss. Slowing things down is Bryce Smith. Dribble handoff up to Brady Robinson. He fakes it, goes left. Yunker left wing. Brady Robinson came off the screen, a little give and go, fakes it, and gives it deep in the post. That's Charlie Robinson on Meissen Strayer. Left that one short, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Franklin, or off of Seeley. And it'll remain with Bullet Creek. Still, the bad thing is for that is it gives Shepherd a chance to set up their full court press. Emerson Johnson brings it past the timeline, going all the way to the hoop, trying to put up a shot. Do it his own way. He did. Got fouled, and now he'll have to earn it at the charity stripe with a pair coming up. Still looking for his two first points of the night, but the offense has looked a lot better. They've increased it already 7 points in about 3 minutes. 5:17 to go in the third, 33-16 lead. Johnson at the line for two. Doesn't get the front end of that one. Put it too strong off the back of the rim. Tyler Travis will come back into the game, and somebody we haven't seen in this game really that much. A couple of people, Jake Travis and Braddock Payne. Usually Payne brings the pain to his opponents, but he's on the bench right now as Johnson gets the second one to go. His first points of the night come in the third. Brady, leading scorer for both teams. Over to Tyler. Back over to Bryce Smith. Brady Robinson did a banana cut. Bryce Smith, an awkward runner. Not a good shot from Bryce Smith. That one was left way to the right. Went out of bounds right into the Shepherd student section. Airballed it. And if we were flip sides right now back in Midland, he would be hearing the airball chance. Johnson with it, left wing. Strayer. Travis tried to steal it. He did. He's got a one-on-one fast break. He puts it up on the left side. And Tyler Travis is now 2-for-2 in the fast break department with 4 points on the evening. Johnson gets it swiped again, and a fast break. This time, Eisenberger runs in to Tyler Franklin, but Eisenberger said he didn't even have the ball. And a hectic play there. Nonetheless, all you need to know, Jays got the steal. Eisenberger ran in to Franklin, but the official said he picked up his feet and traveled. Bo Habits back into the game with his brother Hunter. Top of the key. Emerson Johnson left wing. Trying to post up his Mason Strayer. Instead, he flashes back to the three-point line. Strayer gets it. Trap comes. They swing it to Johnson, left wing. He tees off on a three, left wing. No good. Robinson comes away with the board, the smallest player on the court. He can do that very well. He breaks Hunter Habits. Slowing things down is Brady Robinson. Back to the top of the key. Tyler Travis, left corner. Bryce Smith tees off. No good. Jake Travis comes away with the board. Brady Robinson gets his man in the air. That's Habits. Drives middle, puts up a shot. Gets the bounce. Brady Robinson up to 13. His first and 4 points in the third quarter. 13 for Brady Robinson. 20-point lead now as Bryce Smith nearly comes away with the swipe. Tyler Franklin drives middle. Ends up on the right block. Gets that one to go for two on the right block. And Franklin now up to 9. He's cooking here in the third quarter along with Brady Robinson. Tyler Travis coming off the screen quickly is Mason Eisenberger. He tees off a three, left wing. Boom! Mason Eisenberger for three. 40-19 lead. Mason Eisenberger tickling the twine in the left corner. Back here for Bullet Creek trying to put that one in. Mason Strayer doesn't get it to go. But he gets a foul, and he'll earn himself a couple of free throws at the charity stripe. But Mason Eisenberger, left corner, he's money every time. 9 points on the night, and this Shepherd Blue Jay team starting to run away with it. 21-point lead for the Jays. Strayer misses the front end of that one. Number 30 comes into the game, Braden Swanson and Heath Williams. Coach Freeland says, chat it up. It's got to be negative thoughts out there right now for Bullet Creek, who can't convert anything on the offensive side. It's just a bunch of free throws. As Mason Strayer hits the back end of that free throw, Shepherd ball. And now, finally, the Blue Jays feel some pressure. Eisenberger, no look, dump off to Charlie Robinson, who tried to put that one in and add it to his highlight demo tape. But Charlie Robinson got swatted. And he'll go to the line for a pair. Another foul. That'll be the third team foul in this third quarter. Charlie Robinson at the line. Bends the knees, puts it up, and down. Charlie Robinson now up to three. All three coming in the third. 41-20 lead. Back and forth. Well, mainly back for the Bullet Creek Lancers right now is Robinson goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. 13 for Brady, 9 for Mason. The two leading scorers for the Jays. Bo Habits twirls to the top of the key. Finds Heath Williams, back over. Swanson unloads on a three, left wing. He rattled it home. Braden Swanson, his first three of the evening and his first points. Junker back to Tyler Travis. Back to Junker. Press comes. Travis just breaks the timeline. Finds Eisenberger, left wing. Drives middle. Goes for a lay, wanted the and one. He'll go to the line for a pair. Mason Eisenberger gets a helping hand from his teammate Tyler Travis. He don't even need a hand tonight. He's so electric. The only thing that the hand would do is shift the magical powers from Eisenberger to his team because he's been locked in all evening long. 42-23 lead. Eisenberger bends the knees, puts it up. Good form. Splash. Eisenberger up to 10. 1, 2, 4, 5 different points in this third quarter for Eisenberger. Second one's up and good. Wow, didn't even hit rim on that either. 44-23 lead for the Jays. 2:25 to go in the third. Jays trying to make this a happy ending to this January long month. As we close to the bottom of the hour here in Shepherd. Bo Habits drives middle, swiped away. Mason Eisenberger doesn't have numbers. One-on-one, he takes Seeley to the cup, put it up, and fouled right away, clapping right in front of the face of the Shepherd student section. And a whistle is called. Technical foul on the Bullet Creek Lancers. One of the officials, it could have been the younger kid calling a tech. And that foul might have went, didn't go on the bench. I think it went on the freshman Bo Habits. So that's definitely an experience. He'll get a talk from his coach, Justin Freeland, and the Shepherd Blue Jays bench, and student section saying, cry baby. 44-23 lead. Here for the Jays, Eisenberger will get a couple of pairs at the line for his shooting foul, plus the technical foul. He doesn't get the tech to go. He'll get one more for a tech, and then he'll get another two. So had a chance to come away with 4 points. Maybe three. Bends the knees, puts it up. And he got the second tech to go. So he'll get two more. Mason Eisenberger now up to 12. 7 points, or 6 points in the third quarter. Has a chance to increase it to 8. Third one's up, and it's good. So 13 for Mason Eisenberger. One more at the line. He could shoot at the line all night long if he wanted to. No one's there to get in his face as well as he goes 3 for 4, from the line. And it's going to be Bullet Creek ball. Bo Habits will take a seat. Alex Kikta and number 20 Eli Mulder will come into the game for the Lancers. And it'll be Shepherd ball, I take that back, with 2:06 to go in the third. Jake will bounce it into Brady. He'll slow things down purposely with a 47-23 lead. Robinson needs some help. Right in his grill is Heath Williams. Tight defense finds Eisenberger, guarded by Kikta. Enters it into Anderson, or Robinson, that is. Travis back to the left wing. Now they're trying to do some isolation ball. Left side, Eisenberger wanted the screen from Robinson. Instead, didn't get it, and he worked to the top of the key. A lot of off-the-ball movement right now. Travis, right wing. Thought about the three. Shook right, went left. Picked up his pivot foot. Find Eisenberger way up at the logo. Minute 27 to go. No shot clock in this possession and in this season. And the Blue Jays have already wasted more than 30 seconds. Charlie Robinson back to Travis. Eisenberger off the cut, the back screen, the down screen. Travis with a minute 10 to go in the third. Finds Eisenberger left wing. Still a lot of cutting and off the ball movement. Eisenberger step back three. He was feeling himself there. Wanted the heat check and it didn't go. Rebound goes to Bullet Creek. Franklin driving on the right side and he's going to go to the line for a pair. Foul went on Eisenberger, I believe. Number 0. Yep. So if my fouls are correct, that's his first, with just under 60 ticks to go in the third. Franklin at the line for a pair, the leading scorer with 9. Puts it up, and it goes down. Friendly bounce here in Shepherd. Franklin will get one more. Robinson, Yunker, Travis, Eisenberger, and the other Robinson, the 5 for Coach Fazy. Spins the ball back to him. Franklin puts up his second, and he got it. He's money. 11 points, Tyler Franklin. So 57 seconds to go in the third. If they can break this press, they can essentially hold it for the last possession in this third quarter. Yunker over to Robinson, back over to Travis. Just breaks the timeline. Robinson at the S logo. Quick pass into Eisenberger on the right block. He backs it back out, and he passed to nobody. Nobody was in the left corner, which he was expecting Charlie Robinson to be there. Says, that's on me. The quarterback of the offense usually says it is on him. 39 seconds to go. Franklin into Kikta. They've got the full court to go. Behind the back, and it goes. Kikta hands it off to Heath Williams. Back over to Kikta, top of the key. Drives in. Euros his way to the cup. Swatted by Jake Tyler Travis. And a travel is called by Caden Yunker. Heath Williams clapping it up on the baseline, much to the dismay of the Shepherd faithful here. 3-3 versus 3-3. Inserting in, down under, gives it to Swanson. He misses the runner. 21 seconds to go, Robinson to Robinson. Just past the timeline. Brady, he's already got a buzzer beater in the second quarter. Can he do one in the third? Travis, left wing. Gets the screen from Charlie. Now switches off. Tyler Travis bounces it through the trees. Charlie Robinson comes down with it and puts it in with a second left. Charlie Robinson for two, and he's now up to six in the third quarter. Wow. Shepherd is dominating at every facet so far, and I'm looking forward to a fun 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back. I'm Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. The fourth, Lancers with the ball, and they get it swiped right away. Isaac Seeley dives on the floor, and it's thrown away. The subs come in for the Lancers. It's Eli Mulder swatted away from Isaac Seeley, but a foul is called early. Blowing the whistle was that official, and I believe number two, Ashton Sims, will pick up another foul, his third. So he's been in foul trouble, and for the sophomore, this is pretty important minutes with a big lead like this. So we'll have two at the line, and that's Eli Mulder, the junior center. Probably one of the tallest players on the court right now. Maybe tied with his brother, Luke Mulder. He misses the front end. Still searching for his first points is Eli Mulder. Ball held in his left hand. Two dribbles, spins, puts it up, and it goes down. So Eli Mulder's on the board now. 49-26 lead. Sims back to Travis. Back over to Sims, over to Robinson. Passes the timeline, had Smith in the right corner. Shaking things up. They give it to Sims, left wing. He's not afraid to shoot, and that's why Ashton Sims for three, and he's up to 6 points on the night. 52-26 lead. It's starting to become a rout here in Shepherd. Eli Mulder drives middle, needs some help. Throws it awkwardly to Kikta. Back over to Swanson. Drives middle, puts up a runner. Left that one short. Brady comes away with the board. Finds Sims. Sims with the hot hand. Drives middle. Kikta was the only one back. Tries to Euro his way to the cup. And now he'll get two free throws at the line. With 7 minutes to go, something we haven't seen very much are the fouls. The timeouts, I should say. So Sims at the line for a pair. Three dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, splash. Seven on the night for Ashton Sims. 53-26 lead. A lot of free throws in this game, especially for Shepherd, but, you know, with the offense and the defense they're playing, it kind of contradicts. Two for two at the line, so he went to 8 points. Kikta goes behind the back, tries to show off his moves to the Shepherd faithful, and he loses the ball at the top of the key. Brady Robinson picks it up. Just past the timeline, 6:47 to go. Back over to Sims. Hard closeout on Williams. Sims throws it off the backboard. And another foul is called, this time on number 23, Heath Williams, his second. Sims will go back to the line where he just nailed two. In his head, chants start to erupt here in the Shepherd student section. Sims puts it up, but he misses the front end. Back rim, he'll get one more, 54-26. 6:40 to go in this game. Sims, one more at the stripe. Puts it up, and he missed both, but an offensive rebound. Smith saved to Kikta. Kikta running to the rim as Heath Williams throwing it up and over the head of Swanson. Swanson goes into the bleachers, saves it to Eli Mulder. Back to Kikta, slowing things down. No look pass to Williams in the right wing. He drives middle, collapses that defense. Blocked by Isaac Seeley. Mulder comes away with the board. He can't make the Dirk Nowitzki-like fade. Gets his own miss again, putting it back up. And bully work for Luke Mulder. Putting that one in for two, his first 2 points of the night. Prompts a timeout for the Shepherd Blue Jays. So we'll take it with them. We'll be back for the remaining 6 minutes of this quarter next on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here with 5:40 to go in the fourth, 56-28 lead. Shepherd just scored a bucket and then an and one on the other side of the cup for the Lancers. That was Luke Mulder putting that one in, plus the foul. So he's up to 4 points now in the quarter and on the night. Braddock Payne will come in for Isaac Seeley. with a 56-30 lead, 26-point advantage. Mulder, the younger brother on this team, will put it up, and he gets it, doesn't get it to go. Bryce Smith comes away with the board. And Jake Travis into the game as well, one of the captains, with the ball right now. Right wing, giving it into Braddock Payne. Gets it tapped away. He goes to retrieve it in the right corner. Not a three-point shooter. Finds Cody Wheeler. Right wing, back to Travis, top of the key. Drives middle, puts up a lay, up and under. Jake Travis says, give me all that. Those 2 points, well earned from Jake Travis, the senior captain. Bullet Creek with the ball. Kick to drive in middle. Puts it off the backboard, and it goes out of bounds. It'll remain with Bullet Creek. No, it'll go to Shepherd. It looked like it went off of Shepherd there and staying here with Bullet Creek, but nonetheless, official makes the right call. It'll be Shepherd ball. Cody Wheeler comes back into the game for and Ashton Sims as well. Braddock Payne, Bryce Smith takes a seat. Jake Travis and Peyton McCall. The bench is emptied for both teams. Travis, cross-court skip pass to Sims. He puts up a three. Got it to go! Ashton Sims from the right wing, and it's officially a three-party now. 11 points in the fourth. Back here, and they turn the ball over lightning quick. 61-30 lead for the Blue Jays. 4:20 to go in the game. As we approach the bottom of the hour, just past it. 3 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Sims, right wing, McCall, needs some help, and a travel was called on Peyton McCall. He'll hand the ball off to the official, and they'll throw it down. Subs come in, Heath Williams for Alex Kikta. 31-point lead, and Shepherd is sure looking like they're going to come away with this one with 4:20 to go. Johnson, the point guard right now, gets a screen from Mulder. Johnson brings two with him. Sends it into Mulder, absorbing that contact with Braddock Payne, and he'll get called for the foul. Braddock Payne puts both hands up, and in much to the disgust of Braddock Payne, that'll be a foul on the Painbringer. Bullet Creek ball. They find Johnson in the left corner, and he throws up a brick, but he gets his own miss. Johnson off the backboard, still misses, fading away from 8 feet away. Sims comes away with the board. Top of the key, shakes right, all the way to the cup, untouched. Misses the lay as he threw that one off the backboard. Under four to go in this game. Johnson, top of the key. Looks for some help. Gets it swiped, ends up on the floor, and a kicking, tripping foul. Can't do that in basketball. Maybe rugby, but not basketball. And that'll be the fourth team foul of the evening. So one more team foul, and Bullet Creek will be going to the line. Mulder gives it in, or that was Mapes, gives it in to Mulder. Johnson, top of the key, guarded by Travis. Right wing, that's Mulder, driving middle, gets his man in the air, puts up a shot, high off the rim, no dice. Jake Travis pulls down the board, he brings it past the timeline, guarded by Cameron Mapes. Top of the key, McCall, Sims, Payne, McCall, Travis, and Wheeler. Wheeler with the ball, top of the key, off the screen. He unloads on a three, rattles in and out, and the ball will go to Bullet Creek. Johnson down by 31 big ones. Top of the key, drives middle, swatted away and fouled. He'll go to the line for a pair, and that's the fifth team foul on the Jays. So Johnson will go to the line for a pair. Johnson, both Molders in, and they're at the in the middle of that charity stripe, plus Mapes and Williams. And Johnson doesn't get the front end of that one to go either. And here comes some JV players for the Shepherd Blue Jays for the final 3 minutes. That's number 50, Jace Deering, and I believe number 12, Andy Sickles. Two talented football players. As Johnson gets that back end of the free throw to go, he's up to two. Johnson takes a seat. Kikta comes back in. This game kind of never got seen, pretty much, since that first quarter. It was 6-0. Then the Shepherd offense took over in that second, third, and now fourth quarter. Travis Gives it in to Deering. Back over to Wheeler. Back to Deering. He tries a midi. And he splashes it home. Jace Deering for two. A bench player for Coach Fazy, seeing his name called, and he gets a two to go. And then Heath Williams chucks up a three, airballs it. Mulder comes away with the board. That's Mapes. Back over to Kikta. Fakes the handoff to Williams. Kikta rises and fires. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Mulder. Eli, that is. Travis was the nearest J to him. 2:20 to go. Clock stops. Now it resumes. 63-31. Now a three for Andy Sickles, and that's in. Andy Sickles from the right wing erupts this place. Andy Sickles for three, and boy, what a moment for Sickles and Deering. Kikta drives middle, swatted away from Travis, but a foul was called. Man, oh man, Deering gets a midi to go, and then Sickles drains a three right in the face of a Bullet Creek player. Two bench players that don't see much action, gets them on the football team a lot, and then comes in for the Coach Fazy, and great minutes so far for the two seniors. Going 1-for-2 at the line was Alex Kikta. So his first points of the night. Minute 50 to go. McCall, left corner. Younger gives it in to Sickles. Can he go to work again? He does. Back out to Travis. Travis drives middle. Mulder went up for a swat. Claps that defense. Wheeler tried a three, but that's swatted by Kikta. Rebound to Williams. He outlets it to Kikta, driving middle. Puts up a lay, and he got it to go, but too little too late. Alex Kikta with his third points of the night. Travis with the five bench players in right now. Back over to McCall. Sickles, right wing, right corner, Travis. A minute 20 to go in the game. In the paint it goes. That's Jay Steering. Clears out on the right block. Did his position early. May get called for a 3-second, and he does. So that'll turn the ball over. Deering steps, kept his foot in that paint for too long to kind of contradict his midi. 66-34 lead, minute 28 to go, or I'm sorry, a minute 7 to go in this game. Mulder off the banana cut to Mapes. Mapes with it, back out to Williams. Top of the key, they give it to Kikta. He unloads on a three, left wing, no good, too strong. Rebound goes to Sickles. Ball being fought for, he still needs some help. Under a minute to go, 50 ticks. Sickles, left corner, Wheeler, no look pass to Travis. He drives middle, nobody gets on him. Ball is out of bounds. It'll remain here with Shepherd. Wheeler, Travis, Sickles, Deering, and McCall, the five in for the Jays. Back out. Travis finds McCall, top of the key, has to go retrieve it after that bad pass. 35 seconds to go. McCall off the screen. It's Travis, right corner, bouncing it into Deering. Deering goes from right to left and puts that one in. Jace Deering now with 4 points on the night, coming in as the third stringer. Deep in the post, it's Mulder, gets his man in the air, putting that one in for two. Number 20, Eli Mulder, his 3 points of the night. 10 seconds to go. Fazy puts his hand out and says, it's over. Jake Travis will dribble it out with his right hand. 1 second to go. There's the horn. And that's a Shepherd win, 68-36. A dominating JPC conference win. And we'll break it all down to you next on the postgame show. I'm Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.